Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us. I'm Rhonda McBride. JAMI Health and Wellness Center has just hired a pediatrician on staff. Dr. Marna Schwartz joins us now to tell us about why a behavioral health, mental health organization has added a pediatrician to its staff, and we have some of the other staff members who will be joining us shortly as well. But Dr. Schwartz, you want to tell us a little bit about what JAMI Health and Wellness Center does?
Well, JAMI Health and Wellness, as many people have lived in Juno for a long time, has been around 30 plus years and initially started out as a community mental health organization, and over the years has really grown and expanded. And over the last couple of years, it actually added a primary care component. And so I believe for maybe the last 3 years or so, we've had a primary care clinic here called the Midtown Clinic, which is located in the Lemon Creek area. And it's a small primary care clinic that's currently staffed by a family practice physician, Rob Haight, who many people in the community have probably heard his name over the years. And just recently, I ended up being hired to help out on a part-time basis with the younger set, sort of the pediatric population, because we're providing services for all ages currently. So it's something that we've been able to provide for the last couple of years, but we're really focusing on it and expanding it a little bit to provide some additional pediatric services in the community.
So it's this hodgepodge of all kinds of services, from behavioral health, mental health, help with substance abuse. So it's kind of interesting that there is now this pediatrician position as part of the complement. Why was that added?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think JAMI Health and Wellness has really focused on the whole person. I think the saying is that, you know, JAMI Health and Wellness, the mission is helping people live their own best lives, and recognizing that an integral part of mental health is physical wellness, and an integral part of physical health is mental wellness. And so I think the integration of those services is something that is actually pretty mainstream and is something that really is sort of the wave of the future in terms of how healthcare services are delivered. And I think JAMI Health and Wellness really felt as though it was important to start providing services in a more integrated manner. And so this allows the organization to do that in terms of the healthcare services. In terms of the pediatric care, like I mentioned, they've actually been offering care for children all along. Family practice docs often see children as part of their practice. So it's really just, I'm working on a part-time basis. I'm someone who's been around in the community for a long time, and I wasn't currently as involved with patient care as I have been previously, and it seemed like a really nice opportunity. I also have a special interest in kids with developmental disabilities and kind of more challenging from a behavioral health perspective. I really enjoy working with parents and trying to help them be the best parent they possibly can be, and working with their kids who might have more complicated or complex medical and behavioral health conditions. And so I think it's a nice fit in terms of providing those services really throughout the lifespan. So starting in childhood and then moving forward. JAMI actually now has, so we have a lot of the behavioral health services that you mentioned. Those are located in Salmon Creek. There's also a family-based program at JAMI Family out by Fred Myers that actually provides mental health services for children in the family context, and then the primary care services at the Midtown Clinic. So there's three separate locations now where services are being provided.
So that's very interesting, though, that there is this kind of more holistic approach, because I imagine that when someone has a behavioral or a mental health issue, that there might be a physical health tie-in as well.
Yeah, I think that's really appropriate in terms of thinking about it. I was listening to your last speakers, and I think that, you know, oftentimes as people get older, even with children, you know, you can have more than one health issue going on, and they really can have a big impact on each other. Imagine somebody who had pretty significant mental health issues and actually at the same time was struggling with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, you know, thinking about how to manage those things together is really challenging. So I think it's a good way to go. It's a much more holistic approach.
Well, I imagine that a lot of people probably might need services from an organization like JAMI, but they probably don't know that it's available. I mean, what kind of a person might think about accessing some of JAMI's services?
Well, the Midtown Clinic, which is where I work, which is a primary care clinic, is really for anyone in the community. It's open to all comers. We take public and private insurance, and we also offering sliding scale services based on income for folks who aren't necessarily covered by their insurance. So it's a federally qualified community health center lookalike. So we're able to provide a lot of services that, you know, work out well financially for folks who maybe don't have great insurance coverage. So really the services here are very specifically kind of medical, but we can access and we link into all the behavioral health services. There's also Genoa Pharmacy is co-located with us. So it makes it really easy for people, you know, if they get services in the clinic, they can stop at the pharmacy on their way out, and it works quite nicely for.
That's helpful, isn't it? Because people so often have to go all over town sometimes to get what they need. Well, before we run out of time, and we just have a few minutes, we have two of your staffers with you, Loretta Harris and Rena Nordgren. And let's start with Loretta. Is there anything you'd like to share about the services that JAMI offers and the role it plays in the community?
I honestly think that it's amazing. I honestly, before I started working here, didn't know about this clinic myself. So I do spend a lot of time letting people that I know about this clinic and trying to help spread the word. I'm definitely excited that we now have a pediatrician on board. I have kids of my own, but I haven't worked with them in like a professional setting. So like too much. So I'm ready to like get to work with kids more than I have in the past.
So Loretta, what do you do at the clinic?
I'm a medical assistant.
So you have quite a perspective. You see people come in from all different, for all different reasons.
I do. Right now I am mostly doing a lot of like the treatment side of stuff for the clinic. So I assist people who have like substance abuse stuff going on, and I help them with medication and have them like see the provider here for that. So I think that's awesome also.
So Rena Nordgren, what do you do at the clinic?
So I am also a medical assistant, and right now I am Dr. Haight's medical assistant. So we treat all patients and provide all the services we can for whoever comes and joins our clinic.
So what do you think is important about the clinic, you know, from your perspective of being a medical assistant and seeing all the different types of people that come with different issues?
I think a big thing that's amazing about JAMI's Midtown Clinic is that we provide services from behavioral health to primary care. And a lot of people get us confused with behavioral health because they think that's the only thing we can help with, but we can also provide primary care services. And so whether it's like a cut or diabetes or birth control or even like what Loretta was saying with
substance abuse,
we provide all those services and a lot of people don't know about us.
Yeah, and I can imagine with substance abuse that people that are dealing with that maybe have neglected other aspects of their health. So it's probably good to have something that covers all the bases.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right. Well, I am afraid that we are going to have to go because we are out of time here. But I want to thank all of you for being here with us. Dr. Myrna Schwartz. And also we have Loretta Harris and Rena Nordgren with us from the JAMI Health and Wellness Center. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klinkit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.